This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So, Nancy Mace was here on Friday, reinforcing the point, Lee, that and I'm glad she did, okay, and made as big of a deal out of this as she did, reinforcing the point. It is not okay to threaten to kill Republicans. As much as the left is trying to normalize that, it's just part of their free speech. They get to make threats. Yeah, there's laws in the books about that, and it's kind of illegal. But they're Democrats, so free speech. And they could say that they are going to kill you, and that's fine. That's absolute. That is their free speech. This is going on everywhere. So Nancy Mace had to explain this to the local media, who could not understand why she was here or why she objected to the death threats. If you want an absolute outrage, go look at what all of our, almost all, there was one exception, of our local media television outlets, how they headlined their articles about Nancy Mace coming here. They referred to the man, very large, strapping man, who threatened to kill her as a teen, as if she's picking on him. Teen accused of threatening to kill U.S. Representative Nancy Mace. No, he's 19. He's not 14. He's 19. He is a man. He is way beyond a man. But that's how they headlined it. U.S. Representative Nancy Mace speaks after bond hearing for teen. Teen? Officials. Greenville teen threatened to kill Representative Nancy Mace. No, he's a man. Lee, any other... I've been doing journalism for a very long time. And standard AP style, I double-checked in the book. Someone over 18 is a man. That is how you refer to them.
Legal adult.
Legal adult. This is not... Let me explain this to local media. This is not Nancy Mace picking on a child, okay? This is not a child. This is a massive, strapping man. He's big. He's big compared to her. He could hurt her, and she is afraid of him, and she should be. That is normal. Threatening to kill people is not normal.
We don't kill people or threaten to kill people because you disagree with them. It's going to be a tough lesson to learn for this man.
Yeah.
Everyone has refused to take these death threats seriously. And I'm grateful for SLED. I'm grateful for the Capitol Police for following this through, because they know about the fear that I live in. But one day someone's going to pull the trigger. Someone's going to get a bullet and someone's going to die.
Yeah, because this stuff is normalized on the left. That's what Luigi Mangione is about. That's what all of it is about. Nancy Mace, by the way, it's one of the things I can't show you on radio, Lee. It's worth going to her Twitter feed and looking at this guy as he's being brought up to the cage, you know, where you speak through the judge. You know, during the hearing. During the hearing. She's retweeted a photo and she says he's got a smirk on his face. You tell me. Take a look at the picture. He looks in my opinion, pretty proud of himself. And yeah, he's a big dude. Look at him next to the, you know, bailiff or whatever they're called. And she's right. He did. He was smirking. He's got a smirk right on his face. He thinks this is funny. You know why? He thinks he's going to be famous on the internet. Everyone's going to love him. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Did you hear this over the weekend? Ed Krasenstein, if you're on X, you know who he is. He's a very much, very well-known liberal influencer, one of probably top five. Out there, I knew this was coming, insisting on his right to 8647 as much as he wants in his tweets. And he should be able to say this is free speech. And he says that he is a victim here after writing 8647. Everyone on the left should be able to do this. He's a victim, Lee, because Trump sent the Secret Service to harass him. Take a listen.
So moments ago, the Trump administration just had the U.S. Secret Service come to my house. You might be wondering why. Because yesterday I made a post that said 8647, which means if you look it up, get rid of Trump, as in impeach Donald Trump. As in 25th Amendment Donald Trump, as in vote Trump out of office. Why, you may ask? Because last night on the news, Donald Trump made the claim that 8647 means assassinate him, which it doesn't. I would absolutely never, ever call for violence against anyone, let alone the President of the United States.
Yeah. As an aside, Lee, why do so many of these liberal men sound like girls? He's so feminine.
I'm not going
there. It is the strange. I don't, anyway. Yeah, well, you know, we do have those studies when they give him more testosterone. Their political views begin to shift. It's weird. Anyway, so it should be explored because we here on the Terry Show, we're all about the cure, right? We want the cure for liberalism. So maybe get
this guy. Natural cure.
Yes, a natural cure. Well, yeah, like more testosterone. Right. Maybe get this guy some injections. I don't know. But he feels that everyone on the left should be able to do this.
The Secret Service agents were extremely friendly. They were like, yeah, we understand. It's just something we have to do because Washington told us to. Washington told them to come give me a visit. That's what he said. Trump wants to be a dictator, and I will not be intimidated into not voicing my opinions or my dissent against him ever.
Yeah, so here we go. This is the normalizing this idea, Lee, of, hey, we should be able to, you know, low-key talk about assassinating Trump. We should. It's our First Amendment.
Well, just like shouting from the river to the sea is not anti-Semitic.
Right, sure.
Right.
Sure. But now, if we were to do this, now that would be a problem, okay?
If we just said, let's go Brandon.
Right, I know.
or pronoun someone.
I know. So this is what you're seeing right here in Greenville. Is Samuel Theodore Keene, who goes by Roxy Wolf. I mean, here's the tweet, okay? It's not ambiguous at all. Quote, I'm going to assassinate Representative Nancy Mace with a gun, and I'm being 100% deadass. If you look up deadass in the Urban Dictionary, it means don't doubt me on this. I'm going to do it.
I'm glad you clarified that. I have no idea what that meant.
Well, no, because I am hip to the street, and I try to, you know, keep up with my Urban Dictionary, so I know who's trying to kill who and what they mean by that. So good for her coming. She drove, coming all the way here, giving the press conference, trying to explain to local media why she's harassing this poor teen who only wants to kill her. And they did not understand, but she did try to explain.
So she drove to Greenville, not taking a private jet like Bernie?
No, weird. Well, she did fly back from Washington,
oh, okay,
but then she
okay.
got in the car.
I bet it was commercial, though, not, you know. But
yeah,
anyway,
no, probably. Probably was. Anyway, so I just want to play a little bit of the statement from her. As she explains, we have to stand up to these people. It is not okay to threaten to kill Republicans just because you don't like them. And this is importantly because if we don't start putting these people in prison, including and up to James Comey, that rhetoric is going to spin out of, it's going to become the norm. That is how you get the Russian Revolution. That is exactly how it started in Russia over those 20 years before the actual communist revolution started. It became very hip to first talk about assassinating anyone who wasn't a Marxist, and then eventually to go to their home and torture them and kill them. They killed over 22,000 people that way. By the time they were done, before they ever took power or were ever even part of the government, people were so afraid to speak out against them that they had effectively won. They silenced an entire population because you were so afraid these Marxists would show up at your house at night. That's how this starts, exactly like it is now. And that's how this very small, relatively small population, Marxist band, took power. And by the time they were done, 15, 17 years in, judges and juries wouldn't convict them in the murders they'd already done because they were so afraid they'd show up at their house next. How did it start? Exactly as you're seeing, with groups like Black Lives Matter, people funding them. They were throwing acid in cops' faces. Then they were talking about assassinations, got really cool, got really hip, and then they started. We've already seen that, Luigi Mangione. Folks, this is history. It's repeating itself. Here's Nancy Mace explaining it's not okay.
I will tell you, as a mom, this was heartbreaking for me to watch, to see this young man and what he has made his life out to be. As a mom, all I could think about was his family. And as a mom, I stood there and I thought about my kids. My kids live in fear about being killed. My kids live in fear about being murdered. They live in fear about their mom being shot. And that was what was top of mind for me this morning, is that my kids live with that fear. I live with that fear every day as well. I was grateful for the judge for denying bond this morning. This is a serious charge. There should be serious consequences. And it's a serious matter. And it's also illegal. It's a crime. And nobody, whether they're elected or not, should have to live in fear anywhere in the country.
No, they should.
Any questions? So we've got you back on the road. How did you feel seeing the person inside?
Well, my first thought was he's huge. I mean, the guy is well over 6 feet, well over 200 pounds. He's twice my size. He's scary. I also met his family this morning who were deeply apologetic, but it's not their fault. I mean, this is this young man's responsibility for his behavior and his threats that I live in fear every day. My children live in fear. My employees live in fear. This has changed our way of life. And you know, there should be stringent consequences for that. And I hope that the young man finds God. I hope that he finds his faith. I hope that he finds his way and learns from this experience that we're all human and we deserve to live life not in fear. We don't kill people.
We don't kill people, okay? We don't kill people we disagree with. This is that point in history where the left either learns they get to talk about killing people because they have special liberal privilege, or we throw the book at them and stop it. But anyway, check out Nancy Mace's X feed. Go look at the smirk on his face. You tell me he's not smirking. He thinks this is funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One of the biggest stories last week, ooh, yeah. The discovery on industrial scale solar panels. So in other words, the solar system hookup. In other words, the part you hook the solar farm, say, into the grid. Yeah, we bought a lot of those from China. There was a part on there that wasn't disclosed. That particular part, that inverter, which connects up to the grid, can shut the grid down, at least as far as the connection goes. Maybe not the entire national grid, because it's not all connected, but parts of it, yes. Remotely, by China. This is an absolute act of war. China is an existential threat. That they would even include that, especially when we already know, again, they're in the water treatment facilities, the nuke facilities, the grid, the internet, all of it. They've already told us, look, we cyber hacked you. Admitted it in December, bragged about it to the Biden team. We're punishing you for supporting Taiwan. Okay. Over the weekend, all right, that's where we are. Cool. Should we keep buying stuff from them? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we should. I don't know. Scott Bessing announces, we're not going to decouple from China.
Jake, I think what we're going to see, just like we saw with the UK trade deal, my sense is it's what we'll see with China. We don't want to decouple with China. And President Trump actually wants to open up China for business. So the manufacturing we want to bring back, we had during COVID, we realized that we had some very strategic shortfalls, whether it was medicines.
I hope he's just saying that because Wall Street stock market would be tanked if he said, hey, we're going to decouple. Because otherwise, I've lost the thread. I don't understand. Now, think about it. What do we hear on Friday? We heard from Walmart. Price is going to have to go up because of tariffs. Not surprised by that. A lot of their products come from China, right? So at the same time, you're seeing U.S. products come down in price, which we got that news Thursday, Friday, too. Of course, Walmart's going up. They come from China. Okay. Well, you know, that might be worth it, given the threat we face from China, to decouple from them. That might be worth it. But if we're not going to decouple from China, what are we doing? I don't know. And maybe he's just saying that because they're going into 90 days of negotiation. You wouldn't want to be like, well, we're decoupling, the Chinese wouldn't negotiate. Maybe this is just a negotiating tactic, right? So I'm going to leave them some room. But if this is the plan, I don't get it. And I don't want to pay more for stuff so we can have a deal with China. I don't. And here's why. Bessent admitted, look, we sat down with China and we said to them, look, we cut a great trade deal with you. And it was a good deal. You didn't comply with any of it. They've already done this. We go cut another deal? Why? Well, what's the point? And China point blank says last week, well, the Democrats let us out of it. Well, yeah, because you bought Joe Biden off, spent $30 million, so gave it to his family. We know that from the IRS whistleblowers. China knows what it needs to do. We'll just buy the next Democrat president. FBI will fall in line. They'll cover up his crimes, and we're not complying with any trade deal. Doesn't matter how good it is. Doesn't matter how much China gives up. And that's why they're willing to give something up. They know. They just got to wait for the next Democrat presidency. Heck, probably even the next Republican presidency. They're off the hook. Here's Scott Bessent on that.
But in January 2020, President Trump produced a template. We had an excellent trade agreement with China.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration chose not to enforce it.
Yeah.
The Chinese delegation basically told us that once President Biden came into office, they just ignored their obligations. So, you know, we all already have a large framework. And to remember here, Jonathan, is that this is a pause down to 10%.
Though China knows that they can just gap off any trade deal. I don't get it. But again, this is probably a negotiating tactic. Again, there'd be no point to negotiations if he said, well, we're just going to decouple, but we need to decouple. And what's interesting is Marco Rubio is saying that too. Look, we need to stop trading with China. It's too dangerous. Folks, just negotiating a trade deal with them has the potential to cost millions of lives. Just making them mad by suggesting they can't rob us blind anymore. You need a reminder? Because here's what happened with the last trade deal that we cut with China. A lot of people died because of it.
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan. 6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there that said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So did the Chinese know damn well that this thing was running around the world for 6 weeks before they shut down?
That was the last time we had a deal with them. So if all of this is just to cut a deal, are they going to release another virus? Will this one have a higher kill rate? We're not going to always be in power. But I'm going to give Scott Bessent the benefit of the doubt because, again, they've just entered into a 90-day negotiation period with China. So, again, if you go into it saying we're not going to have any trade with you, we're going to decouple, and Wall Street will implode, stock market will implode, and you won't get anywhere. So I don't know. But if their plan is another trade deal, don't waste my time. Nah, I'll just sell me the cheap stuff. We'll skip the pain. So we're not getting anywhere. And I hope that's not the case. I genuinely do. Another terror attack by another Democrat, because violence is always the answer, as we're seeing. Let me lay this out in chronological order. Donald Trump incentivizes IVF with an executive order in February. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and others talk about, encourage women to have children. Even talk about $1,000, basically tax credit for having a child to reward you. This has been thick for what, last month or so? Where does the leftist go with the bombs? Fertility clinic, IVF clinic. Get this word. This is new. Antinatalist. That's what 25-year-old Edward Bartkus called himself. He is an antinatalist. He thinks it's fascist to have children, which means he's just saying out loud what Democrats think. Left a rambling message about how he never consented to being born and blew up the IVF clinic, the fertility clinic. He, by the way, is also an abolitionist vegan, he says, and an atheist who prefers Satan, according to him. Now, the mainstream media is lying, as they always do on these occasions, before disappearing these stories and saying that he is a pro-lifer, and that is why he bombed the clinic. So your liberal friends are probably confused. They think it's another attack by another conservative. No, all of these guys, they're all left-wingers. Crooks who tried to shoot Trump, left-winger. The Ukrainian lunatic who tried to shoot Trump, left-winger. Had the Kamala Harris sticker on his car. We'll just pretend he didn't. It's what we do. We pretend. So I'm wondering if the left has found their next political cause here. Because this is absolutely terrorism. Left behind a long, rambling manifesto. Was a Democrat who hates children. The car bomb, by the way, was so impactful it could be felt 2 miles away. He was the only one, thankfully, who died in the attack. It's another day, another attack. They're not shooting CEOs of healthcare companies. They're doing this. Comey knew exactly what he's doing with 8647. This is who he's appealing to. So it's an antinatalist cult that believes it's wrong to have more children. And again, he's an abolitionist vegan and an atheist who says he prefers Satan, also a registered Democrat, which is how they get to pro-lifer. Sure. Okay. Oh, hated Christians too. So that's, you know, par for the course. Par for the course. So this is a new one. Folks, we're going to, at the rate we're going, it's going to be every week at the rate we're going here. Texter writes, and maybe Cash and Bongino said Epstein killed himself, but they are actually going to release the files, LOL. I don't know. We'll see. Texter writes, Tara, I wish Nancy Mace luck keeping this guy, girl, whatever, behind bars because he has no criminal record. I say this because the guy in Clemson that killed himself after a police chase has a record going back to 2013, trafficking meth, attempted murder, and apparently murder because of a missing man linked to him. Yet he was running around Oconee County free as a bird. Thank God we won't have to worry about him anymore. So I wouldn't be very confident of them keeping this creep behind bars if I were Nancy. Yeah, I know. Texter writes, this is what I love about the text line. You guys catch everything I miss. Texter writes, I'm confused. So he says he's an atheist, but he believes in Satan? Oh, I suspect at this point he's not an atheist anymore. I think that's pretty much been ended for him. But yeah, good point. Texter writes, just how many mental illnesses can one have? I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, it is way too convenient. This Biden cancer announcement came out after the Her audio broke. Oh, no, wait, no, you're right. No, exactly. You know why? Because on the Her audio, the real scandal is Biden admitting to the same classified documents crimes that his DOJ charged Trump with 35 counts for. Trump was facing 435 years in prison just from that case. He'd be in prison now if he hadn't won the presidency. He would. That's the shock of it. Biden just, and so casually announcing that he broke the law with the classified documents that he had just strewn about the place. And by the way, admitting, oh, hey, that was, you know, when he was vice president in the Senate. You can't do that. That's the shock of the Heard tapes, that the admissions on there, they don't cover the presidency or the period in which he had immunity, which you do when you're president. He's prosecutable for that stuff. There's a new DOJ now. This is how Biden people, the Democrats, are thinking about this. So they got to do the, oh, poor old doddering man with cancer. You can't get him for his crimes. Of course, that's why that came out. No, no, it'd be really wrong. I mean, he's already got stage 4 cancer. We can't get him for his crimes. That's what's so shocking about the Heard audio, and I'm going to play some more of it as we go. That is, Biden is describing what he did as he's being interviewed by her, who's with the Department of Justice. It is at that moment exactly what he has, his DOJ is pursuing Trump for, with 35 charges, 435 years total. It's almost half of the 700 years that the Democrats were going after Trump for. And again, Trump would be in prison now if he hadn't won a presidency. Here's Biden just casually, right here, casually admitting that he did exactly what Trump was indicted for.
I wanted to hang on to it just for posterity's sake. I mean, this was my position on Afghanistan. I've been of the view from a historical standpoint that there are certain points in history, world history,
I wanted to hang on to it because it was, you know, it was just very historical. And I really let, isn't that why Trump said he wanted to hang on to his classified documents? And how did that end again? Oh, that's right. The raid on Mar-a-Lago with the full shock and awe on the front lawn, the FBI, the DOJ there in their nice little jackets, running in, running out in Melania's underwear drawer. How did it end for Biden? He was just like, oh, well, you know, I just want to hang on to it. And the DOJ's like, well, that's okay. That's cool. No, that's totally fine. We're good with that. You just, yeah, Grandpa, you just sit there. You'll be okay. See, they know it's a new DOJ, at least in terms of Pam Bondi being in charge, and they know it's a new FBI. And so they're trying to do the old poor man with cancer thing. But Biden, and look, we don't want anybody to have cancer. Don't misunderstand. But Biden's had cancer for years. In fact, he announced he had cancer in 2022. It's just nobody believed him because it was in the middle of a series of lies. And everybody thought that the cancer part was a lie, too. Turns out that was the only true thing he was talking about. Texter writes, Tara, the cancer announcement was precisely the reason he didn't pardon himself. Brilliant analysis. Again, you guys in the text line today are firing off. I just 100% there. Keep it coming. 800-905-0989. Well, James Comey delivers the marching orders as the former head of the FBI, 8647, 86 Trump. We all know what that means. He does, too. Other Democrats are working the other side of it, the justification. And Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, honestly the worst of those. Out again this weekend with all kinds of claims about how Trump is the Gestapo. How we're living through a, you know, Hitlerian revolution. This time, Tim Walz was at the University of Minnesota speaking to their law school graduating class on how Trump is the Gestapo, which I'm sure after all the work of law school is what you want to hear on your way out the door.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans.
By the way, he can't even say it, Gestapo. No, it's Gestapo.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared.
Okay, they're hunting those with criminal records in addition to the crime of breaking into the country. The gangsters, the terrorists. But he's counting on that you get your news from the mainstream media and you have no idea. You have no idea, for instance, that 245 terrorists off terror watch lists. We're not talking about gang members who are labeled terrorists. We're talking about actual terrorists. 242 terrorists let in by Joe Biden have been picked up since Trump took office. And removed from this country. That's who he's talking about. To them, every terrorist is a Democrat voter. This is the kind of stuff they're pumping them full of. That is why it is so dangerous when someone as respected on the left as Comey says, look, it's time to start killing people. And that's what he said. That's what 8647 means. By the way, here was Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate, last week, talking about he's a dictator.
He will eventually try and incarcerate political opponents. Look, we're going to have a military parade for him. I was only half tongue-in-cheek saying, this guy will be in a military uniform before long. He is fully headed towards authoritarianism. It is fully about the corruption about those who are around him. And we're still trying to function out here in the states and as governors in a way that I'm negotiating in good faith with Republican legislators here. But it feels a little bit, you know, of bailing the Titanic with a thimble in terms of we're trying to make sure that our children eat, our schools are funded, mm-hmm. our roads are built. And I hear nothing from them other than destruction.
Okay. Texter writes about the teen that Nancy Mace is harassing, you know, the one who said he'd kill her. Local media referring to him in headlines as teen, as if she's here harassing him. She's speaking. The congresswoman is speaking at his hearing. So mean. He's just a kid. No, he's 19. Texter writes about that. Tara, let's remember the average age of the fighting men during the Vietnam War was 19. You should play Paul Hardcastle's 19. No, he's just a child. Look at you can't get mad at a child for wanting to kill Nancy Mace. She's really mean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.